This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out. An unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. For the past week and a half or so, I was at my parents' helping to take care of my dad. My dad has spent the last, almost 3 weeks now in the hospital and an acute rehab facility fighting off a severe infection. Now, my dad lives with both Parkinson's and dementia. And a severe infection, like the one that he has, impacts him differently than it would a person who does not live with these cognitive diseases. The infection causes someone like my dad to experience delirium, seeing and hearing things that the rest of us do not. It causes an even greater memory loss to the point where he does not always know who we are. It's devastating and terrifying. And when my dad is in his right mind enough to know that he is not in his right mind, it is oppressively overwhelming. The overstimulation and the unfamiliarity of the hospital setting cause his anxiety to spike, and he simply cannot calm himself down. He cannot find firm ground in the tumult that is happening in his brain. So one of the things I started to do with my dad when that tumult got to be too much was to squat down right in front of him, put my hands on his knees, and say, "Dad, look at me and breathe with me." And together, we would breathe. And we would breathe together until the tumult calmed and my dad was able to find firm ground. We shared the centering activity of breathing so that the anxiety and the fear could flow away and be replaced with peace. And as we've started to see little improvements in my dad, I've noticed more of these centering activities. One evening, when my dad's meal arrived, he asked if we could pray. Now, this is a very big deal. In my family, we always say a prayer before we eat a meal together. Even when we would go out to eat at a restaurant, my dad would insist on saying our family prayer before eating. Now, growing up, I found this to be a little bit embarrassing, I will admit. But now I am so thankful for it. Because I know that when my dad's mind is in tumult, that family dinner prayer helps him to find firm footing and peace. Dear gracious and loving God, please bless this meal. Watch over us and guide us and keep us in your care. In thy name we pray. Amen. This prayer reminds my dad that he is not alone, that God is with him, and he has a family who loves him. And this reminder gives him peace when he needs it the most. And as I see how much these centering activities of breathing together, praying together, have helped my dad, I'm reminded of how important they are for all of us. We need these reminders of the presence of God. Whether they are things that we say and hear, or see, or touch, or eat, or even the things that we smell, we need reminders that God is with us. And that is one of the things that I just love about our Genesis story for today. Abraham, or Abram at this point, he is frustrated and he is afraid. The future feels uncertain and impossible to him. And in the midst of that uncertainty, his mind is in tumult. He doesn't trust God. He questions what's going on. He cannot find firm ground. And God, in true compassion, does not just say to Abraham, "Trust me, Abram, it's all going to be fine." No. God gives Abram something to center him and give him peace. God says, "Look toward heaven and count the stars. So shall your descendants be." Now, every time that Abram finds himself uncertain and afraid, all he has to do is look to the stars. And he is reminded that God is with him. I wonder how often, from that point on, Abram looked at those stars. I wonder if he had days when his mind was in tumult and searching for peace, he would look toward the heaven and count the stars and know that God was with him. My siblings, I wonder about the centering activities that give you peace. What are the things that help you find a firm footing in the midst of tumult? I wonder what rituals remind you that God is with you. For my dad, it's our family dinner prayer. It's breathing in and out with someone who loves him. It's repeating the names of his kids and grandkids so he remembers he has a family who loves him. For me, it's saying my grandmother's prayer. It's singing the hymns that soothe my soul and give me courage. It's wearing a piece of jewelry that reminds me of my family, especially when I am far away from them. It's making the sign of the cross to center myself in God's presence. I wonder what it is for you. What centers you in the presence of God? What gives you peace and calms the tumult? What reminds you that God is with you? Do you recite a certain prayer? Do you sing a certain hymn? Do you say a favorite Bible verse? Do you feel a meaningful piece of jewelry? Do you hug a favorite stuffed animal? Do you breathe in a certain way? Do you look toward heaven, count the stars? When you are afraid or frustrated, or find yourself in tumult, how do you remember that God is with you? In our gospel lesson, Jesus tells us to be ready and alert to God's presence at all times, which is easier said than done. It is hard to be ready and alert to God's presence when we are afraid and frustrated, when our lives seem in disarray. It is especially hard if we have not already built those centering rituals into our lives. In our gospel, Jesus gives us some very, very good advice. He says, make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near, no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Jesus wants the treasure in our lives to be God, as opposed to the treasures of wealth, prejudice, isolation, greed, and all the other things that tempt us with false promises of satisfaction and happiness. Well, they actually steal life and love away. Jesus wants the treasure in our lives to be God, so that our hearts are with God. And he tells us to make purses for ourselves that do not wear out. To me, centering activities, rituals, practices of faith, they are like purses that do not wear out. They keep our hearts centered on God and guide us to the truest treasure, a relationship with God. So my siblings, make purses for yourselves that do not wear out. Find the rituals that give you peace, the prayers, the hymns, the meaningful items, the Bible verses, the signs in creation that remind you that God is with you. And work these things into your lives. Do these centering activities every day. For in doing these things every day, you are building the firm ground that you will rely on when you are in tumult. In making these rituals a part of your life, you're making a purse that doesn't wear out. And you are guiding your heart to the very truest treasure, God. For God is always with us. And the rituals and practices of faith, they remind us of that when we need God the most. Amen.